Let's open our Bibles here tonight to the book of Numbers here, and we'll start here and we'll end up in the New Testament here, but book of Numbers here tonight, and this is chapter 21 in the book of Numbers, and Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, chapter 21, and children of Israel have left Egypt, and they're traveling with Moses. God has been feeding them manna in the wilderness, and verse 1 we'll pick up. But this, what I'd like to look at tonight is verse 4 and following. Verse 1 of chapter 21, when King Arad, the Canaanite, which dwelt in the south, heard tell that Israel came by the way of the spies, then he fought against Israel and took some of them prisoners. Let's pray here tonight. Dear Lord God, I pray as we look in this Old Testament account of what you did for your people, that we may glean some things to enrich our lives spiritually. And I pray, Lord, that you would guide our thoughts here tonight. Help me be a vessel that honors your Son, Jesus Christ, and honors your holy word. And Father, I pray that fruit would abound for your kingdom and that fruit would remain. So Lord, bless us tonight as your people and encourage us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. You know, as they are traveling here, this is one of the first encounters that the children of Israel had against the enemies as Moses was traveling. And it didn't go real well with them because it must have been some type of surprise attack. The Canaanites attacked King Arad, and they actually took some of them prisoners. And as Israel assessed the situation, verse 2, they vowed a vow unto the Lord and said, if thou wilt indeed deliver this people into my hand, then I will utterly destroy their cities. Now, were Canaanites good people or bad people? They were very wicked people, very wicked people. And God was very patient with them. All during the time, children of Israel, 400 years, they were in Egypt. God gave patience to the Canaanite people, but the day came when God was going to deal with them. And so this first encounter, so to speak, they actually had some of the children of Israel taken prisoner. And well, they prayed. They did the right thing. They sought God's face. Lord, how you want us to handle that? And Lord, if you give us the victory, we're going to commit it to you. We will, that utterly destroy means we'll dedicate everything to you. We'll not take anything for ourselves. Verse 3, what was the response? The Lord hearkened to the voice of Israel and delivered up the Canaanites and utterly destroyed them and their cities. And he called the name of that place Hormath, which means utter destruction. Well, you know, if you're God's people and God just gave you this great victory because when they first started out, you were being taken prisoners and great victory here for the children of Israel. God came through and blessed them, gave them the victory. Well, the story turns here, verse 4. As they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea, they can pass the land of Edom. Now, Edom would not let them go through their land. And so they had to skirt to the east and to the north as they tried to make their way up through. And it discouraged, the souls of the people were much discouraged because of the way. It was very difficult traveling. They're traveling. Now, in this traveling, they just had a great victory. God answered their prayers. Now, every day they ate of what? Manna. The Psalms call it angel food. And now, does anybody know what it tasted like? Scripture does tell us. Yeah. Right, honey wafers, kind of like honey wafers. And sounds pretty good to me, you know, honey wafers. But let's read the account here. They were much discouraged. Now, the attitude of their hearts, you know, life can become very discouraging at times. And they were traveling, and Edom wouldn't let them go through their lands. They went around, but it was just rough traveling. They were much discouraged because of the way. And how did that affect their attitude? Well, verse 5, the people spake against God and against Moses. That's not a good place to vent your feelings. Men sometimes, if they're upset, what do? If they're upset, might throw something, might punch a wall. I've seen guys do all kinds of stuff. I remember seeing a guy one time, he was trying to put some round pipe together that's heat vent, ducts, just, you know, 5 foot long, 6 inch round. But they come unsnapped, and he had a bunch, and he got mad about something, and I just heard him over, and he started kicking the round pipe. Well, the problem was one of them wasn't clipped together, and when he kicked it, his foot went in between the round pipe, and the round pipe stuck to his foot when he drew it back, and this big clanking thing. It was just hilarious, just watch him over, just And I thought to myself, but that felt good, you know? But you get mad, that's what happens. But if you get mad and you vent against God, that's not a good place to go. Now, God was good to his people. And these were the people that saw all the plagues that God put against the children of Israel, all the 10 plagues that came against them, against Egypt, and Israel watched all these things that God did for them against Egypt. These people, but look at verse 5, these people spake against God, against Moses. Now, what is their complaint? Does it sound familiar? Have you heard this from the children? Wherefore have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? Well, that's a really unusual perspective here. God killed all the firstborn in Egypt and spared your life, all the firstborn. Well, that was one thing they complained. And for there is no bread. Now, every day they ate bread, angel food. Neither is there any water. Every time they needed water, did God provide water for them? Out of the rock, if they needed water, they may have been thirsty for a while, but God always came through. And our souls loathe this light bread. Now, these people, they had a really bad attitude and a bad perspective on things. And now, let's just back up to this other verse here, the one before it. They journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea, compassed the land of Edom, went around it, and the souls of the people were much discouraged because of what? The way they had to go through. Now, is life a playground or a battleground? What is it, Fred?
Battleground.
A battleground. When do we enter into our rest? When we get where? In heaven. That's right. We got all kinds of problems we deal with. But that doesn't make us vent against God. And these people were very foolish. They vented against God, they spake against God and against Moses. Now, we can get discouraged. I mean, Moses got discouraged because of the murmuring of the children of Israel. I mean, we can get discouraged because of things that are beyond our control and hopes we have that don't come to pass. But what you don't want to do is speak against God and against those that God has raised up to be leaders before you. Because God doesn't take that lightly. Now, verse 6, God heard the people. Now, there's something in verse 6 that is kind of unusual. The Lord sent fiery or burning serpents among the people. There was no what? Warning. God, now, God didn't go. Now, if you don't go to bed, 1, 2, 3, 4, I better not get to 10. You better be in bed by then. He doesn't, there was none of that. He said, you guys going to complain? All this I've done for you? Boom. And he was right on them. There was no warning. A lot of times God gave warning to his people. There's no warning here. And he heard their murmuring, their complaining. And God doesn't take that lightly. The Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people. And much people of Israel died. And it's very serious. How serious is when you speak against God and against his leaders? Well, God didn't take that very lightly. Therefore, the people came to Moses. Now, what's interesting here, God dealt very quickly with them, but look at their attitude change here in verse 7. Wherefore, the people came to Moses and said, we have what? We have sinned. And if you need deliverance from God's chastening of you, you deal with the issue. You don't skirt it. You don't get around it. You deal with it. And they said, we'd sin. A lot of times they asked Moses, pray for us. They didn't ask that here. They just went right. They knew they were in a bad sort because they knew it wasn't right to speak against God, against Moses. We have sinned. We have spoken against the Lord and against thee. And then they asked for prayer. Pray unto the Lord. He take away the serpents for us. And Moses prayed for the people. Now, in Egypt, when the plagues were upon Pharaoh, and Pharaoh would beg Moses, take away the frogs, take away the flies, and God would just make them disappear. And here, God didn't do it that way. He did something very different here. And Moses prayed for the people, and the Lord said to Moses, what won't you do? Why don't you make a fiery serpent, a burning serpent, and set it upon a pole, and it shall come to pass that everyone that is bitten, when he look at it, shall live. Moses made a serpent of brass and put it on a pole. It came to pass that if a serpent had bitten any man, when he Behold the serpent of brass, he lived. Now, what is God's purpose in this? Because the children of Israel, they got bit, but if they would obey the word of the Lord, would they get the blessing? Would they be healed? Absolutely. God put it on them. He said, look, you got a problem here. I understand this. But if you would obey my voice and do it the way I want you to do, you'll get the blessing. Now, when Eve looked at the fruit, that's what she did. She looked, and then she took. That looking. What did God want them to do here? He wanted them to look at the serpent, and then they get healed. Sin entered by looking. People can be delivered from their sins by looking also. And God had this situation here. So the people of Israel, those that believe God. Now, if somebody says, I don't believe Moses. I don't believe this thing's going to help me. They perished. That was their deliverance. God made a way. How many serpents of brass was there? Just one. Just one. Now, this incident happened in the Old Testament. It's not very long. It's only a few verses. You have verses 4 through 9. That's all it is. But if you go to New Testament, John chapter 3, Jesus makes reference to this. And makes a reference to this. Verse 14 of John 3. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be what? Lifted up. You know, if we, just like in the Old Testament, he uses an illustration. Just like they had to look at that brass serpent, and God promised they'd be healed. And they were healed. They didn't die. Same way the Son of Man lifted up by crucifixion. Lifted up means crucified. In the Old Testament, what did they have to exercise to get deliverance? They had to exercise faith. Because there was no physical touch. It was just looking. Just by faith. God, you said, if I look, I'll be healed. And as soon as they looked, boom, they were healed. That faith, New Testament. If somebody wanted to be delivered. Now, we've all been bitten by the serpent of sin, so to speak. In our hearts, we all have this spirit of a sin nature that has infected all of us. And just like in the Old Testament, when they were bitten, if they looked to Jesus, they could be healed. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Scripture says, without faith, it's impossible to please him. For all that come to God must believe that he is, and he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. This Old Testament example here is a great example of faith and the simplicity. Now, in this Old Testament example here, if a child was bitten, could they be delivered? All they'd have to do is what? To look. If a grown person got bitten, could they be delivered? All they have to do is look. It is salvation in the New Testament. If a person just believes on Christ, they can be saved from their sins. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. In that faith that we all can exercise, God wants us to have that faith that delivers us. It's not hard for anyone to get saved. So as Nicodemus was being dealt with here in John chapter 3, Jesus went because being an Old Testament Jew, he was well acquainted with numbers and what happened here. But Jesus used this as an example. Now, when all this happened here, I bet God was thinking, I'm going to use this in John chapter 3. I mean, the centuries, it was going to pass. But to God, it was just like it's going to happen. Just he knew when he set this up like this, this is what he wanted to use when he talked to Nicodemus and how the serpent was put upon a pole, and they that looked at it would be delivered from their fiery bite that they endured and could be healed. So how does God want us to live? The just shall live by what? Faith. And he wants us to live by faith. We start by faith, we live by faith, and one day our faith will take us into the presence of God. So don't be discouraged if the way's hard. The children of Israel, they had a tough time, but God's going to deliver you. But it's by faith, when we obey God, we get the blessing. Because some people said, I'm not going to do that. That's too much trouble. How can that help me? You know how I can help you? Because God said it could help you. And it's too easy. God made it easy for us to be saved. It was hard on Christ, but for us, all we have to do is exercise our faith. Well, just an encouragement for us here tonight to realize the simplicity of the faith that we need to have. If we just look to the Lord, He can bless us and encourage us in our Christian life. Well, let's pray here tonight. Dear Lord, thank you for this simple illustration in the Old Testament of those that needed a blessing from you, God, in time of great need and distress. And Lord, although our sin brings us down, the cross can bring us up again. Although sin can infect us, Lord, and cause great pain and misery and suffering, through our faith, Lord, we can be delivered and be set free. And Lord, as you set the captives free, we can be set free from that which binds us and holds us in bondage, Lord. Simple faith, God, childlike faith. Lord, may we exercise that daily. And Lord, may we not grow weary in well-doing, because we know in due season we shall reap if we faint not. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.